you've just reminded me of a similar thing. We mentioned Lou Reed earlier. I did this charity celebrity auction thing. It was at Ronnie Scott's, bizarrely. It was a sort of celebrity karaoke event, and it was hosted by Bruce Forsyth. And they had incredible people there, people like Gwyneth Paltrow and David Gilmour and stuff. And it was like, who will bid £10,000 to hear Gwyneth Paltrow and David Gilmour sing Comfortably Numb? You know, it was that kind of thing. And all these incredibly rich people were flashing the money around. And they raised about £1.5 million just with the small amount of people that you could get into Ronnie Scott's. But Brucey was the host and I was the stage manager. And oddly, Lou Reed was there for some reason. Although it was celebrity karaoke, Lou didn't want to do another song. He wanted to do Walk on the Wild Side. So it was like, who'll bid, you know, however much money to hear Lou sing Walk on the Wild Side? Bruce, of course, has no idea who Lou Reed is. And to this day, I think it's another claim to fame of mine. I think I'm the only man in history to have been on a stage at the same time as Bruce Forsyth and Lou Reed.
That's a good one.
Three of us were on the stage with Ronnie Scott's together. So I said to Bruce, I said, Lou Reed, who's he? Lou is a very eminent guitarist, Velvet Underground, you know. Just say the legendary Lou Reed. I'll say the legendary Lou Reed. So Bruce is kind of introducing Lou. And Lou's guitar tech comes on stage to place the guitar on the stand. Bruce has no idea who Lou is, and Bruce thinks that the guitar tech is Lou Reed. So he goes, Lou Reed. And I'm going, I'm pointing at you. Lou Reed. So, yeah.
That's
But it's one of the worst.